Hi, this is Dolores, of course, it's my account. So today is the first day of my life of stepping out on my own. You know, like I've let my property in London, I was going to sell it, but I took it off the market because that's a bit stupid, you know. I'm a freelancer, so you don't earn a lot of money and work sporadic. So, but I like it that way, being your own boss. But this is the first time ever in my life that I'm making, like, you know, these decisions to leave home. So I lived in Catford for 30 years. And I went there after a really bad, you know, those of you who know me, after the domestic violence. And really going there was, I mean, it was nice. I liked it. It's a lovely flat. It's a huge property. So I'm really lucky to have it. But it's time to go. I feel suffocated in Catford. I felt like I couldn't breathe anymore. You know, I live on a really busy main road, the 204. I mean, I had a beautiful view. Don't get me wrong. I overlooked a lovely cycle path and a green that went down to the river of Ravensbourne. And, you know, I had loads and loads of friends around there. You know, kids that I see growing up, and they're adults now with their own kids. And but, you know, all the things that have gone as well. Like, there's hardly any families there with children anymore because of the way, you know, demographics are changing and the way that people are. So there's not a lot of young families. There's a lot of young people, but not a lot of young families. And some of the houses next to me that were like houses have now been cut up into flats, and I don't know anybody. Not that that bothers me, because I just make friends. I can talk to them anyway. But I just felt like I really have come to the end of the road. It's been, I've had that feeling for a few years though, but I didn't act on it. I just sat there and suffered. And then I put it up for sale, ridiculous idea, so I took it off again. And I've let it. Anyway, it's gone now, and it's gone to some really nice guys. But at the moment, I'm sitting outside my friend's front door. I've left, I managed to pack down my belongings into 3 bags, because I didn't want to leave with any baggage, literal and, you know, in your head, baggage. That's the guy from the activity camp. So, I'll just stop a sec. So, like I said, I'm sitting on my friend's doorstep in Ladywell, and I've left 2 bags with her, and I've got one, my rucksack and my push bike, and that's it. I don't even really know where I'm going. The money doesn't clear from the let till tomorrow. I've got a tiny bit of money, so I'm going to go and get my puncture. I'm going to get my bike sorted out. I mean, it hasn't got a puncture, but it does back wheel. But I think the thing is, like, a lot of people, when you get older, like, get really scared to do stuff, like to give it up and make yourself sort of homeless. Like, it's scary. But I feel quite, I'm a bit scared because I don't know what's going to happen. But then I'm not scared, if that makes any sense. Anyway, this is my sort of plan in my head, because thank God I'm older. Like, it's like I have left home for the first time in my life and I can make the decisions, right? So I'm going to go down to a little town in Seaford, Sussex. And then I've already been in touch down there, so I've been in touch with a local radio station who've asked me to come and see them. And I am going to enjoy it. I'm going to have loads of trips. My friend and me were talking about this old lady that was found on a cruise liner. And all the staff there all treated her really well and, you know. And somebody said, like, and all that, you know, everyone was really lovely to her. And someone said, oh, who's that lady? Do you know the... No, we don't really know her. Well, apparently, she books on these cruises and goes backwards and forwards all around the world. And she does that rather than go into an old people's home. And she says, you know, I don't know if it's an urban myth or, you know, one of these street legends, but whatever, it sounds fantastic. So this lady goes all around the world on these cruises. It's cheaper than staying in a home. And she says she can do it until dementia really grabs hold of her. I think that's brave. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing loads of trips and stuff. And just summer, I'm going camping. I've already got the site sorted out. Obviously, I've got to work, but I want to do it in an alternative lifestyle. Break free. Anyway, I'm going to keep an audio diary. And this is for all women who are trapped. And men, but like ladies, because we've got... It's harder for us to break free. But like, don't sit there and just go, oh, like, I want to do that. Like, do it. I'm sitting in the sun at the moment, looking down at the clouds because I'm on Lady World. Over to Kent. So I'm ready. I'm off. This is day one of my adventure. See you, everyone. I'll keep you all informed.